B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Trying to get a hold of our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Not sure if he might have something going on. B, it's getting interesting. I did want to, if we can take a minute, and at least talk about this Dolphins-Bills game tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big boy AFC East. This is two playoff teams from last year. It's in Miami. Hopefully Tyreek has a driver. What's your gut say just on the surface of a game like this? I mean, this is legit. Dolphins are favored by 2.5.
The Dolphins at home? I take Dolphins at home in this game. I think that the game last week, the defense of what you call it, is not there just yet completely.
Greg Russo of the Bills was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Okay. I mean, who do they play?
Arizona.
Okay.
They spotted him a quick lead.
Yeah, but they spot Miami, they're not coming back. You spot Miami, the amount of points that they gave against against Arizona, they're not winning that game.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals scored 28 last week. A lot of it was just pretty effective ground game. James Conner had 50 yards. Kyler ran for 57. It's weird that they were able to score so much because it was not a huge yardage total. I mean, the Cardinals scored 28 points, but only had 270 yards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Russo had
gave him chances early.
The three sacks. Yeah, and there was a missed extra. There was a missed pass interference call late in that game that I think was kind of a tough call. Mm-hmm. But we're excited to get to the BetQL guest line now and talk to our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Man's got all the jobs in the world. WWE, Hot 97, ESPN New York. Peter, what up, man?
Listen, you got a lot of jobs too, bro. We're working on it.
We're trying.
I saw you announced, and he
just got another one, Peter.
Nobody keeps up with B-Mitch.
I saw you. You got a lot of jobs too. But listen, between us, we got a lot of jobs.
We're hustlers. What can you say? So I know that you wanted to talk about the game. And, dude, if you want to switch to Mondays, we will switch to Mondays. You're better off, like, letting the heat cool and then having a – because I think Mondays you'd be – last Monday it seemed like you were hot.
Listen, I'm open. It's your party. I'll let you guys decide what you think. But there are Mondays where I'm just like, it's so fresh on my mind. I was hot on Monday. I think there were positives to glean from the game, and I liked a bunch of things that I saw from Jaden. But I got to tell you guys, and again, this has been an insane week for me, so I don't know what the conversation has been, and I don't know if this is something you've heard ad nauseum or if no one's saying this. And I told you guys on text, DQ felt a lot like RR to me, and I did not love that feeling. Like, there were just multiple things that they did. I thought the clock management at the end of the first half was just stupid. Like, I don't understand why you don't want a possession. Going into halftime with a timeout in your pocket to me is stupid. I know it's not a huge thing, but in a game in which you're being outplayed and you cannot stop the opposing offense, if you cannot stop the opposing offense literally ever, then to me, when it's very clear they're going to get points, I want to use my timeout to get the ball back. So that bothered me. The 56-yard field goal kick, when it was clear to every human being with eyeballs that you don't even have a kicker, was madness to me. Madness.
Yeah, I think you pumped that there.
Hey, by the way, how about this? No, JP, I consider going for it. At that point, we were down two scores.
But wasn't that like 4th and 11?
It was long. They cut it. It was like 4th and 23 or something. They cut it. 3rd and 23. They cut it to like a 4th and 10. I'm just saying I would have preferred going for it to kicking the field goal. That was a no chance. At least if you go for it, you have a chance of picking up the first down. And to kick the field goal is just to hand the ball to them with great field goal position. It made no sense. That really bothered me. Another thing that bothered me was the designed runs for Daniels I didn't understand. Like, are y'all not watching the game?
So that's the first one. So a lot of the time management stuff, I was equally questioning. You didn't even bring up the 2-point conversion that he should have gone for that he didn't, that I've been screaming about all week. I think the design runs, if you go back and look, of the 16 carries, there were about 4 or 5 design runs. The only one I got issue with is the interior stuff.
That's literally the one I'm referring to. Yes.
Yeah. That was like the third quarter, maybe. So they've installed that, dude. That's like a facet of the Eagles' quarterback run game with Hurts that is really effective for Philly. But Jalen Hurts is a different dude than Jaden is. But I don't know that this would have made your radar yet. But one thing I really appreciated, Kingsbury does his weekly press conference on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he took immense ownership that he messed up the touchdown, Jaden's first touchdown, that Kingsbury said, I called the worst play call of my life. I gave him no protection. The kid's a fighter, but I can't put him in situations like that. So I think directly from the play caller, there is definitely an awareness level of trying to protect him.
He also said they made the calls like that because they felt, based off of what the Buccaneers were doing, that they would be running out here walking to the end zone. So he didn't just put him in harm's way. But the thing about the 50-something yarder, the guy had missed a 20-something yarder. Doesn't automatically mean he's going to miss the next. He had enough distance to kick it. Just pushed it. So I don't know if you don't kick that one at that point. If he had made the field goal, I don't think we'd say anything about it.
I wish he missed the first one.
He pushed it.
But the first one was 4th and 3 from the 29. I'd rather they go for that. Live in the moment, I said that. The 56-yarder, that's a tricky spot on the field. You're right that
he's an NFL kicker. He should be able to kick from the 56-yard.
I agree. Yeah,
is he an NFL kicker?
Field position was a problem all day.
I mean, he's been in the league for a minute now.
He's out of the league now.
He's out of the league now, but I'm just saying he was in the league. So you don't know until you try him and let him hit it.
But that also bothers me, too. Like, what is the preseason for? Like, we don't even play games anymore. Yeah, we couldn't figure out the kicker thing all preseason?
They've had enough of them.
This is their 5th kicker since March.
I mean, they're trying to figure it out. But I ask you this question, though, Peter. Who's out there right now that's better than the people on teams? Nobody. That's why they're not working right now. So you got to just keep trying with them. They've had 5. And I think may have another 2 or 3 before the year's over.
Doesn't it seem like the kicker thing is always a thing with us? Like, either we have a terrible one or we get a good one. They're here for a minute. We somehow let them go, and then they're just great somewhere else for several years and not with us. I just feel always mess this up, and you don't.
See, that's the point,
Graham Gano.
That's where I'm at in a sense, though. We all said get rid of Graham Gano. We said get rid of the others.
You always bring up
Akers.
And then
when they go, David Akers, and everybody was saying get rid of him because they wasn't making kicks. But then they go somewhere else and they settle down and they make them. We gonna have to take one time that's missing a little bit and be patient and allow him to kick.
Yeah,
Peter,
you're probably right.
But what are Giants fans saying up there?
Oh, they're not happy, bro. They are not happy. They are not happy. But no, they're done. I mean, they are just absolutely done. Super frustrated with Daniel Jones at this point. Listen, guys, I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, this is about as must-win a football game as exists. I cannot deal with enough. Bro, if we are going to be anything this year, and I know I was on here last week talking about 10-7, 9-8, if we are going to be anything, you finally stand up to the Giants at home and beat this team. They could not handle Minnesota for a second. They could not move the ball at all. I don't know what changes have been made defensively. Obviously, you know, fortunately the Jets, I want to shout out the Jets for making our defense look better because I didn't think there'd be another team in the league that couldn't stop anyone for 3 quarters, but then the Jets did it even longer. But, guys, we can't lose to this Giants team. I heard Kayvon kind of laughing at us yesterday. I don't know. That's how I took it. It's not even really a rivalry. Whatever. I hope that they're truly aware of how bad this Giants curse thing is. I mean, the Giants fans think of us as like, it don't even really count it as a win because you know they're beating us.
That's crazy.
Like they own us. They really own us. Crazy. And they own us at FedEx.
Yo, and Danny Dimes has owned Washington.
Oh, Danny Dimes.
5-1-1.
He's only Danny Dimes against us.
Yo, Kayvon Thibodeau, do you know this stat, Peter? He has 15 and a half sacks in his career. 5.5 of them are against Washington.
Yeah.
35% of his total production.
Which is why I can't say anything about him laughing at us.
See, there's some positive things you can look at, though, Peter, because Dan Quinn against Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones hadn't won a game against Dan Quinn.
Well, listen.
As DC, the Cowboys.
Now, by the way, is Dan Quinn, is he a backwards hat every time he coaches, guy?
He has really leaned into the backwards hat look. That is his. I don't know. I don't want to say definitively. I don't believe I've ever seen him, now that I cover him and have been around him a fair amount, I believe he's either no hat or backwards. I don't think I've ever seen him with a hat on forwards. Brian, have you seen him with a hat on forwards?
No, I don't pay attention to it, actually.
I sadly do.
It stood out to me. I'm like, yo, man, this isn't going to be cute. If you don't win games, turn your damn hat around.
Well, I was wondering, because all the coaches are wearing those rope hats, and some people they look cool, some people they don't, but they don't look cool backwards. So I don't know that he went with the rope hat.
I did like them
Steve
forwards,
Sands.
Do you know Steve Sands, Peter?
No.
Hey, you all are the same people on game day.
He's a DMV guy, works for Golf Channel. A great dude.
Boy. When I got the text, I said, okay, this is Steve Sands.
Wait, why are we the same? He has weird observations?
No, he gets highly
irritated
rather quickly.
Watching the Skins.
It's
Peter,
the only way to
can you get B up to speed briefly on the fight that I texted you about that I saw? I think I saw it on, like, Awful Announcing. I didn't see it on your post, but your radio show, ESPN New York in the afternoons, Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees, and Don LaGreca had a disagreement about a question. Was it Dexter Lawrence was asked in the Giants locker room?
Yes, was it Dexter? Yeah, it was. I think it was Dexter Lawrence, yeah. And it was basically Don was of the mindset that it was a bad question by the reporter to ask, hey, did you hear the crowd booing you? Like, Don thought that was a lazy question, which Lawrence did too. Lawrence kind of disrespected the journalist and was like, next question. Well, like, what is that even a question? Michael thought it was a fair question. Don thought it was an absurd question. And then at some point, Michael said to Don, just, you're wrong. And for whatever reason, like, that's not a trigger point for me. But for Don, that was a trigger point. Headphones were thrown. A trash can was kicked. And you gotta watch it, B. Mitch, because you just got to watch my face through the whole thing.
Yeah, you did a hell of a job of trying to keep it together. So I have been in enough of these situations. To me, that's not a good or a bad question. But it leans towards gotcha.
Well, let me just tell you.
Because what's a player supposed to say? You're putting them in a position where
you do hear them when they're booing.
Sure.
And normally when they're booing, you know you're playing like trash. So
right.
You do hear. Because if they're cheering and you're playing like trash, then I got a question for the fans. What the hell are you looking at?
Right. So, it's probably a mixed bag. But either way, it's
one of those mixed type questions, you know. But the whole thing about it is, you know when to answer and when not to answer.
I do have breaking news on the fan.
Ready for this? Okay.
For at least a portion of Sunday's game in Tampa, Dan Quinn wore his hat forwards.
Is that true?
I have visual evidence that I will throw in the group chat with me, you, and B, Mitch, Peter. All right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to see this now.
Are you coming to town this weekend? Wale's playing.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I decided to pass on this one. I'm going to wait. You know what, guys? I've done enough of the damn Giants games, guys. It's not fun. It's 30,000 Giants fans who I already have to deal with at home. I am going to chill. I'm actually watching with a couple of Giants fans, but they're people I can trust to be around, and I'm going to just take this one at home. I think I'm leaning towards the pre-Thanksgiving Dallas game, the Sunday the 20th.
Okay.
I think that's where I'm leaning.
We'll be ready for you. Thank you, Peter. Always appreciate time, brother.
Be cool, bro.
All right, boys. Talk soon.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.